Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me in the Scriptures to the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, and then I think we'll go to John chapter 14. Isaiah 26 and John 14. When we were out ministering in California, the Lord ministered to me on some things on the last night of our ministry there that I could tell was bigger than for one night there. And so we're going to begin a new series this evening. And I believe, I'm confident that it is the next step and part of what we're supposed to be seeing and hearing and what's supposed to be developing in us. Isaiah 26 and 3. Isaiah 26:3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Hallelujah. Let me read this to you from Young's literal translation. And it's interesting how it's worded there. "An imagination supported. You fortifiest peace." Peace. He says it twice for emphasis and to denote the completion and the measure of the peace. "For in thee it is confident. Trust ye in Jehovah forever. For in Yah, Jehovah is a rock of ages." Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now this sounds like stability, doesn't it? On the everlasting rock. But back up in thought to the previous verse. What's our part of this? Doing something with our mind. Doing something with our thinking. This is our part. This is our responsibility. And if we do what He's telling us to do with our mind and our thinking, He's making a commitment to us that He, the everlasting rock, is going to keep us in peace, peace, which is Hebrew for perfect peace, complete peace. And we understand that kind of talk. Not just peace, peace, peace. Hallelujah. And you notice he mentions the word trust repeatedly. Trust. What you're doing with your mind is you got your mind on Him. What you're doing with your heart is you trust in Him. Trust in Him. And what He's doing is keeping you in a cocoon, in an environment, an atmosphere of perfect peace. Down here and now, in this world, in this life, is it possible? Some folks would think it's not even possible. But certainly it is. And it's God's will and plan for our life. Amen. Now look with me in John chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. John 14, 1 and 2. Now we need to put some context around this. Jesus, this is right before he left. He, right before he was scourged and went to the cross. And he's been telling his disciples that he's leaving. And it has upset them. They are upset. They are troubled. Now from the natural, you can understand that. Their lives have radically changed since Jesus came into their life. I mean, they were living like everybody else. And Jesus came into the picture. And they left everything and followed Him night and day. They've been in meetings with Him. They've been in services with Him. They have heard revelation from heaven. Is that right? Flowing from the throne, from the Father, through the Master's mouth. They have seen such miracles. They have heard such amazing things. They've seen the dead raised. They've seen walking on the water. Is that right? They have experienced. Their life is amazing. Their life is supernatural. They are not confined to the ho-hum doldrum natural life that the rest of the world is experiencing. They have come up into another dimension of life and experience. And now the Master looks at them and says, I'm leaving, guys. And you can't go with me right now. But later on. And they are upset. And in this context, notice what Jesus tells them. Verse 1. What does He tell them? And of course, this is the anointed word of God to all of us. Let not your heart be troubled. Now, that lets you know, why is He saying it to them? Because their heart is troubled. And what's He telling them? What's He telling them? Don't do that. Stop doing that. Now, this is a revelation most of the church world does not have and does not even have ears to hear and doesn't believe that it is actually within my power whether I'm troubled or not. The enemy has convinced most Christians that they are victims of whatever happens around them. And people are troubled. Are Christians troubled?
Yes.
Oh, troubled all over the place. Upset, frustrated, anxious, worried, scared, troubled. And if most Christians that were troubled and upset, if you looked at them and said, quit being troubled now, stop it right now, what would be their response? More upset. Anger. Is that right? Resentment. Well, you're not experiencing what I'm experiencing. You hadn't been through what I've been through. I didn't say this. Could the disciples have tried to tell Jesus? Well, it's easy for you to say. You're leaving. Are we going to be here without you? And one of the first things He tells them is what? Don't let your heart be troubled, or we'd probably use the word today, upset. Don't let your heart be troubled. Say it out loud. Don't let your heart be troubled. Well, what if your heart is troubled? That's because I let it be that way. Christians everywhere believe they can't help it. They are convinced. Well, hey, if that happened to you, you'd be upset too. Not if I did what He told me to do. Well, sometimes you just can't help from being upset. Apparently He didn't know that. See, you've got reasoning. You've got people basing things on previous experiences. And then you got the revelation of the Word of God, which is the truth. Amen. That if you'll receive it and believe it, amen, It has the power to make you free. And there is a level of life in Christ that is far above where most folks are living. And it is a life where of faith where you don't let it trouble you. Had two grunts and a nod. But you can see why I'm being repetitious about this, right? Because we need mind renewal. We need mind renewal. Because folks will argue with you. I'm trying to not get upset. But I just can't help it. That's a lie. Right. But if you believe the lie, you're stuck. Yeah, good. This is the truth.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Anybody believe the words of Jesus?
Yes.
Are truth.
Yes.
If he said, don't let your heart be troubled, what does that mean? That means with his help, I can do this. I can refuse to let my heart be troubled. And if you got that power in him, you can live a different life than the rest of the world round about you. And if you say, I know all those verses and that's great, but I'm doing the best I can and you just can't always help it, then you're saying this is not true. And you know better. And you'll be stuck. We walk by faith, not by sight. We look not at the things that are seen, but to things that are not seen. And this is an application of what the Lord's been putting into us.
Amen.
Got any faith people in here? Come on, help me out.
Yes.
Faith people? You believe it?
Yes.
All right, it's time to do it. Time to do it right here in our own head and heart and house and car and workplace. Because you will be tempted to get upset. You will be tempted to get hurt, mad, scared. You will be tempted. Somebody said, don't say that over me. You're living in the world with everybody else. Come on, honey. You will be. It's going to come. The temptation to be frustrated, anxious, worried, scared, upset. But tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. I can choose not to let this in me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.